Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and I'll be talking more about the election on my Wednesday night television show, where web video meets the issues tonight. In fact, one of the web videos that we'll try to get on is the music video of that Barack Obama reggae song by Coco T that we were just playing that's breaking out on YouTube. So that's tonight at 7:30 if you're interested on CUNY TV, Channel 75. On the New York City cable systems. On this morning after, still collecting your predictions. What will Barack Obama actually change as president by 2012? Post your answers to our time capsule page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. What will President Obama actually change by 2012? One of the recent posts, there will be a newly trained community-based network of activists who will become the loyal challengers to try to keep the Democratic Party honest. So here's a question. Is there a new progressive patriotism in America? We saw people out in the streets last night all over New York, all over the country, maybe people who may have been more inclined to go to protest rallies in the past, at least some of them to many of them, but they were out not only celebrating Barack Obama, but celebrating America as Barack Obama, President-elect Barack Obama, celebrated America at the beginning of his victory speech.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
So is there a new progressive patriotism? We saw a lot of American flags out on the streets of New York last night. 212-433-WNYC. And is it different from any other kind of patriotism? Is the Democratic Party taking back the flag as a symbol? That means maybe a little bit, something a little bit different than when Republicans have flown the flag almost as a partisan symbol in recent years. Are progressives taking back the flag? Is there a new progressive patriotism in America? Are you feeling this as President-elect Obama expressed it, as a lot of our callers in the last day seem to be expressing it? What is a new progressive patriotism if such a thing is actually emerging? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And while your calls are coming in, one last moving moment from the victory speech last night. The story of Ann Nixon Cooper.
Ann Nixon Cooper is 106 years old. She was born just a generation past slavery, a time when there were no cars on the road or planes in the sky, when someone like her couldn't vote for two reasons, because she was a woman and because of the color of her skin. And tonight, I think about all that she's seen throughout her century in America. The heartache and the hope, the struggle and the progress, the times we were told that we can't, and the people who pressed on with that American creed, yes, we can.
Elaborating on the new progressive patriotism through that telling of American history of the last 106 years via the life of Ann Nixon Cooper. Is there a new progressive patriotism in America? We'll spend our last 10 minutes on this. Jerry Lynn in Mamaroneck, you're on WNYC. Thanks so much for calling.
Hi, thank you.
So?
When I heard the acceptance speech this morning, the minute I was finished, I went to my Facebook page and updated my status to say, I am reclaiming the word patriotic.
No kidding.
I am patriotic. Absolutely. This is what it's meant to me. For 8 years, I've cringed at that word, and now this is what it means to me to be patriotic.
So what does it mean to you to be patriotic?
It means that during difficult times that we come together, and when he said that it was a time for service and for sacrifice, to me that's what it means to be a patriot. So it sits with me. I will do what I need to do for my country, and it won't always be easy.
Jerry Lynn, thanks a lot. Peter in Huntington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Yes, good morning. My thought is that to the degree that a new progressive patriotism implies that progressives had not been patriotic, I would say no. To love your country but to criticize your government is a patriotic stance. And it's just that I think the progressives have been so beat up and the conservatives have been so aggressive in seizing the flag that it may have seemed that progressives withdrew. So I hope to think of it as a revival of progressive patriotism from Theodore Roosevelt right through former Labor Party to the present day.
Peter, thank you. Barbara in Atlantic Highlands, you're on WNYC. Hi.
I echo the view of the first caller. For the first time in many, many years, I am proud to be an American, and I feel as patriotic as I could be because I feel that Barack Obama, and I'm an independent voter, by the way. It took a long time for me to decide who I was going to vote for the first time with his speech, made me feel like somebody as great as Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, FDR, had come to the fore and would finally unite our country as a people, not as regions, not as black and white. It's just the best thing and the greatest thing that's ever happened to us in the last century and a half.
You said at the beginning of that for the first time in a long time, you feel really proud of your country. That's the kind of thing that got Michelle Obama into so much hot water. Were you not really proud of it in some ways, even as you were disgusted in other ways?
Yeah, since 1980, when I changed from Republican to an independent voter, registered voter, I had felt that there was this, creeping, evil feeling that the me first, let people fall by the wayside, let them pull themselves up by their bootstraps, just had a real mean-spiritedness, and it made me feel un-American if I bought into that, that type of thinking.
Barbara, thank you very much. Joe in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Brian.
New progressive patriotism?
I don't think the progressive patriotism is anything new. I certainly think it was on the ground in 2004.
Underground.
I was in Ohio at that time.
Uh-huh. On the ground or underground?
On the ground.
Uh-huh.
I was in Ohio in 2004, and it was certainly there. I think because...
Because the Democrat won.
President-elect Obama has prevailed that the progressive patriotism is... more recognized today.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to say, to touch on what a couple of the previous callers have said, no matter what happened, I think no matter what, how, if this had ended differently, I think, I'd still be proud to be an American. But today, this morning, I'm certainly proud to be a Democrat and a progressive.
Joe, thank you. Raul in Prospect Heights, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Raul.
Yeah, I agree with all the other callers, but I wanted to give a kind of a visceral reaction of what happened here in Prospect Heights. There were huge crowds on Vanderbilt, which is usually a very sleepy street, and the cops came by, and people were cheering the cops. It was just an incredible feeling of unification.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Did you finish that? Did I lose you, Raul?
I thought I didn't know. Well, I'll just repeat it.
I'm sorry, I got distracted for a minute. The people were cheering the police.
Yeah, people. Well, they were also cheering the garbage truck and the delivery trucks. But yeah, they were cheering the police too. It was an amazing feeling of unity and just unbelievable and something that felt.
You know, it's the last time that somebody said something really just like that. It was September 12th.
Yeah.
2001.
People brought up 9/11 a lot, too.
Really?
I heard a lot of that.
Thank you very much, Raul.
Thank you.
John in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hey, Brian. I agree with everyone. I feel that we are reclaiming that term, even, because the days of you're either with us or against us and that divisiveness that the Republicans seem to tout so much may be really behind us, and I feel so proud of this country now today, and in our standing in the world. I know that the world is watching and saying, like, wow, it the promise still exists.
John, thank you very much. From our website, Tanya in Brooklyn, for the first time, I plan on buying a flag and hanging it in my window. Amy in Tribeca, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay. New progressive patriotism?
I think so. And I guess how I see it is, you know, I think after 9/11, we turned very inward because of a lot of fear of sort of the outside world. And I see this maybe as a way going back in the world. I was talking to a friend this morning who is actually more of an independent Republican. And my husband is, her parents were from Korea, and my husband is from Turkey. And I think we just say this is representative of what we want to be, who we can be as Americans. And, you know, I challenge other countries to elect someone of a different ethnicity. Challenge Europe. Yeah. I mean, if you really think about the leadership in those countries, yes, there has been women. But anyway, that's my comment.
Thank you very much. And Daniela in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Well, as a first-time voter, I have to say that I was extremely involved in this election starting months and months ago. But I think it's so exciting that we were able to elect Barack Obama more than I can possibly describe. And having traveled around the world for the past years that Bush has been our president, it's been very awkward to tell people, oh, yeah, I'm an American. It's different when I say I'm from New York, because I actually feel sort of patriotic to being a New Yorker, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But saying to people, yes, I'm an American, like in Italy, for instance, old men edge away from you.
And Daniela, we have to leave it there because we're out of time. Thanks to all of you who called. And guess what, folks? This is the beginning, not the end. So we'll come back and talk about it tomorrow. But a new thing on YouTube seems to be Obama, reggae Obama videos. That change shall come, that will be done, as it is in American dream. It is Obama for the White House, all the way from